Fat loss after 40 isn't about breaking yourself down. It's about building yourself up. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brian with Applied Fitness, where our mission is to help motivate, educate, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. Today, I'm going to talk about the importance of fitness after 40 and fat loss and how the game changes as we age. And as many of you know, we specialize in helping people over the age of 40 because we've realized a long time ago that, you know, as we age, you know, what worked in our 20s and our 30s just stops working. When we start to get into our 40s, our 50s, and beyond, our bodies start to change, our metabolism starts to change. Heck, we start to change, so therefore we have to change the way we affect our health and fitness. So oftentimes these health and fitness programs that say big box gyms or boot camps, they're great, you know, again, if you're in your 20s and 30s, but what they tend to do is just focus on tearing you down and increasing your cortisol levels and just breaking you down physically and emotionally. And it often ends up where you, after some of these workouts, you're hangry, you're irritable, you're inflamed. That's no way to live. So there's a better way, and the right way is to focus on building yourself up physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So what the hell does that mean? I know that sounds cute, sounds good on a bumper sticker, but what exactly does that mean? So what that means is that when you're working out, you want to focus on, again, we're focusing on over 40, so you want to focus on three things. First, you want to focus on strength, because as we age, we lose our strength. That's clinically sarcopenia, but all that means is muscle wasting. So you start to get weaker, and so you want to focus on strength. When I say strength, the appropriate amount of strength. Now, never going to go real heavy. Conversely, never going to go real light. You want to find that repetition range that you can really focus on strength. It's going to do a couple things. First, it's going to help you to become stronger, obviously, but it's going to help you become leaner, fitter, healthier, and more toned. Those are all things that we want, again, as we age. Second thing you want to focus on is mobility, because mobility, as we age, we get that poor posture, our muscles get tightened. We all have that, especially first thing in the morning when you wake up and your muscles are tight and you have a hard time getting going. You want to focus on mobility, because what happens is as your mobility improves, you start to feel better, you move better, those aches and pains start to go away, and guess what? You want to do more. I mean, it's just human nature that, you know, when I feel good, I do good. And when I feel lousy, I do lousy. So, you know, if you're in pain, you don't feel like getting up off the couch. You don't feel like doing anything. But when you feel better, you move better, and you do more. You park further away. You take that dog for the walk. You go for the walk. You do this. You volunteer more. You do whatever it is that sets your heart on fire, you do more of, because you're healthy and fit enough to do. Lastly is your nutrition requirements change. You know, again, when we're younger, we can do the intermittent fasting thing. We can do keto. You could do all that. And heck, you can go a couple days without eating and lose the weight. But again, as we age, it has to be much more precise, much more precision-based nutrition. And what that means is we want to focus more on real foods, not packaged foods. We want to focus on real foods that have lean proteins and fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, stuff that's going to help the body ignite its metabolism. It's going to help you to burn more calories. I guarantee if you eat like that, your body's just going to lose weight naturally. So those are the three things you want to focus on. You know, and again, in the industry, the fitness industry, they tend to work on HIIT workouts that overdo it and cause inflammation and break you down and possibly cause injury. They focus on, you know, skipping the stretching. You don't hear much about that. And they focus on starvation diet. So again, we are anti all of that, because we know that the secret to getting results, and most importantly, the secret to keeping the results, is to follow that. So I hope that helps. Hope you have an awesome day. We are here to help you. We are built to serve. Have a great day.